from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
70. Let's start with Jonathan in the city. Hey, Jonathan, thanks for calling. What's going on?
Hey, you know, just enjoying this beautiful sunny weather, although it's breezy, and listening in to you guys. You know, it only kind of makes sense to me because I really want the Warriors to get a center, a young center, right, to be able to really compete because that's what they're lacking. And it showed in the last season that they need a little bit of size. But, yeah, Paul George kind of makes sense, but it doesn't make sense to me if they have to give up Kuminga, Podziemski, TJD. I mean, I'm not saying those three guys are going to be, you know, superstars in the future, but at the very least, they're starters and they're rotational pieces. And that's, even those guys are hard to find in the NBA, right? So, yeah, I don't want to wager the future just for the sake of going for it for the last time. Because, like, you know, last season's playoff showed us that, you know, patchwork, super teams that are top heavy, what happened to them in the playoffs, man? They got bounced in the first round.
Well, Jonathan, I'm with you. And I am willing to really be wrong on this. I'm really willing to be wrong. I would be shocked if the Warriors had to give up Jonathan Kuminga in a deal for Paul George. I just don't. That's just my read on this. I do not see how the Clippers are in position to demand Jonathan Kuminga in this case. Again, the Clippers and Paul are playing poker. Paul would like to be somewhere. We don't even know where that is, if it's here. And if the Clippers get to the point where they go, okay, we actually think Paul might opt out. He might be a free agent. We're going to get nothing. So that would be the scenario where they pull the trigger on a deal. They would believe they're about to get nothing. And if you're about to get nothing, you don't then pick up the phone and get the crown jewel from the other team. Imagine if you are scalping in the parking lot. You got 4 tickets down low.
I've been there.
And you're in the parking lot. And you got your little sign and you got your tickets. And people are rolling by you. Do you need tickets? And everybody's like, nope, nope, nope. And then all of a sudden, well, the game's about to start. The game's about to start and you realize, man, I'm going to eat these tickets. What happens? Price goes down. You're not in a position to demand anything at this point. So, again, very willing to be wrong, and I am not in on these negotiations. But I would be shocked if this were to happen to see the Clippers be in position to demand any of the Warriors' top assets.
I just don't see it. Demand, and it's not about demanding. It's about a negotiation. And I do think that there are more suitors that are out there. And I don't think that Paul George is Golden State or bust. If you don't trade me to Golden State, then I don't want to play anywhere else, because ultimately they could call that bluff. And yeah, they can get nothing back, but then Paul George doesn't get what he wants either, because he can't go there as a free agent and get the max. So there's a certain amount of negotiating that's going to go on both sides, sure, on all sides. And I'm sure Paul George has a list of teams that probably includes Golden State, and there are some teams that he doesn't want to get traded to, but it has to come down to be something that's negotiated by his agent, the Clippers, and every other team. And so I don't think that, you know, the word demand to me is not appropriate, because no one's going to be able to demand anything. Paul George can demand what he wants to demand, and the Clippers can say no. And the Clippers can demand what they want, and Paul George can say no. So it's not about demand on any side. It's about a negotiation, what works for everybody. I'm sure Paul George would want the Clippers to get something back for him, and the Clippers want to get something back for him.
You think he cares about that?
I think so.
I don't.
We've seen it from Kevin Durant. Are you trying to say that players don't care about doing a solid to their team?
We've seen it a number of different times. We've seen it more often where it's not the case, but I would argue I don't know that I'd even describe that as Kevin Durant caring that the Warriors got something.
Oh, he absolutely cares.
He did him a solid. I don't think he really gave a rip. Like, I don't think
he clearly gave a rip, because he didn't have to do that.
He didn't have to do it, but there was no reason to not do it. In other words, he got what he wanted, and so therefore this.
But he could have gotten what he wanted without having it be a sign and trade.
He could have. So that's sort of like, look, you're going to get the same thing either way. Would you do us a solid? He said yes. I don't put it this way. It's not on Paul's priority list. If it's
priority one is get paid.
All the same to him, would he do it? Sure. Does Paul really care? Does he give a rip what the Clippers end up?
I don't know what Paul cares about.
I don't know any player that really, really is like, tell you what, I need to leave. I want a different team. I want a better salary. But high on my priority list is what they get, the place that I'm leaving, what they get in return.
It could be number two on the priority list. Number one on the priority list is getting paid.
But especially if you're joining a team, you don't want that team to devalue itself on the way in. Paul would actually be more incentivized for the Warriors to keep their good assets, because he wants them to be good when he arrives.
But that oftentimes isn't the way it works.
Kevin Durant did the Warriors a solid because somebody came to the Warriors who wasn't on the team he was about to join. So if this is a three-team deal, something like that, that makes sense.
And that's probably the way that this would be this happened.
Paul is not going to look to the Warriors and be like, give up your good players so I can come join you. That makes things worse for him.
Of course not, and it won't be a straight line, one for one, and maybe Kuminga's on the move to another team as a part of a three-team trade. I just don't see the Warriors able to land a player of that caliber without parting with their number one asset. And you can talk about their picks, and Raymond Ritter put in this 300-page booklet.
Thank you, Raymond.
Yeah, he's awesome. But you could look to page 6, and it talks about their
hold on.
Page 7.
Turn your textbooks to page 7.
Their draft selections.
All right.
In 2025, they own their first-round pick.
Yes.
And they may receive a second-round pick from Charlotte.
Good to know.
2026, they have their first-round pick.
Also so exciting.
You do have some picks in the future that, you're looking forward to. You don't have a first-round pick today. The draft is getting underway in about 2 hours, and unless that changes, they won't have a pick today. So, the Warriors and their draft picks, that's not the asset. The asset is Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah.
So if you want to be involved in a three-team trade for one of the top 15 players in the league, I find it hard for any team to be involved without Kuminga being a part of it.
Yeah, I hear you.
We disagree.
We do. I don't see how the Clippers are in that position.
Might be a three-team trade.
This is a dump. This is a total dump.
Yeah, I don't see it.
That's what you do. He's going to leave. He's going to leave. He's going to opt out. He's going to leave the Clippers. I don't see them being in a power position right now at all. Larry Riley is going to join us in 18 minutes. Deep inside the Warriors front office, a lot to do today, this week. Larry Riley's going to join us coming up.
Larry Harris is going to join us, and that's on Lucas.
Oh, my God. I looked down and saw. Why did you write Larry Riley? That's my bad. Larry Harris. No, I know it's written wrong, but I'm not Stay Classy San Diego. I'm not just reading a teleprompter over here.
But you just did. Burgundy.
That's why it's my bad. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Go find yourself,
Larry
Lucas
Harris,
Alexander.
For crying out
director
loud.
Director of nothing.
Anyway, director of sports.
Larry Harris.
Direct your own stupid
legal
pad.
We have got ourselves. Yeah, exactly.
No. I'm not putting blame in anywhere else. That's I should have.
Thank you, Tim.
I should have directed and adjusted on the fly. Larry Harris is going to join us.
Thank you. Larry Moe and Curly.
Larry Harris. And this name I know, Brandon Pajemski, is going to join us at 4 o'clock today.
Are you sure it's not Bill Pajemski?
Could be Brandon, let's see.
Brandon Roy?
Brandon Crawford?
Yeah. He owns the Giants.
We tried to get him last week, and he was busy. Anyway, yes, Larry Harris and Brandon Pajemski both on the show today. 888-957-9570. Dante in Vegas is next up here on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Dante. What's cooking?
Hey, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So no to the Paul George thing. I would love for the Warriors to go after Zach LaVine and Lonzo Ball. I think the Bulls are in the same position as the Clippers where they can't, they're trying to get off that contract, move to the younger movement. That would be a nice pickup for the Golden State. And he's younger. I would rather have Zach LaVine, me personally.
Can I be real with you right now? Because, boy, like, I like respect it, totally disagree with it. Why would that be a nice pickup for the Warriors? What do you see in those two players?
Well, Golden State has done very well with players coming to their team like Brandon Rush, Sean Livingston. Lonzo Ball will be great. He's 6'6", plays defense. He was shooting 41% before he got hurt. Great contributor to the team. Zach LaVine picks up where Klay Thompson left off. He can score. Why not?
Yeah,
and they're both younger players.
I love that your call cut out for a second right when you said he can score because that's literally all he can do. Dante, I appreciate it. That's just my take. Zach LaVine is a one-dimensional player in my opinion. He can score the rock, can't do anything else. Very, very porous on defense. And what I love about your call is your optimism with regard to Lonzo Ball. I when you talk about an injury concern, good Lord, we have put that label on Paul George. We've put it on Klay Thompson. We've put it on Kevin Durant. There is no bigger injury concern in the NBA today than Lonzo Ball. I have moved on from thinking that he's even really got an NBA career going forward. I could be wrong. Maybe he's a great reclamation project. You know what that would be?
It'd be reclamation sensation.
It really would, and that would be exciting. But the Bulls right now with Alex Caruso now gone do not excite me as a trade partner for the Golden State Warriors.
Ball hasn't played in 2 years.
Yeah,
and I feel bad for him because his career looked to be promising. And what he can do in the association, I think, is something that has great value to many teams.
I agree.
The injury factor has been so bad that he's no longer able to even give it a go. He played on 3 teams in 5 years. He missed 2 seasons. And Zach LaVine, also we need to note, is coming off a foot injury. He had foot surgery in February. He's going to be out until August, so we don't even know how healthy he's going to be.
LaVine, healthy or not, I don't know what it is. Like, I can't stand the idea.
You know what he is? He's Fruit Loops. He's Trix.
Yeah.
He's Cocoa Puffs. He's good. He's empty calories.
Wow.
Really good. You can have a bowl, you can have two bowls, and you're still hungry.
That whole area of the cereal aisle is just bright colors trying to get the kids
and
to stop
it.
The
yeah,
cart.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I get it. I did it too.
Yeah.
I won't even stop there now unless the kids are with me and they make me stop. I'm not going to that area of the cereal aisle. I'll see you in the aisle.
Yeah, thank
but
you.
Not that portion of the aisle.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.